The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And on this New Year's Eve, KCNR 1460 will present a best of Free Fire Radio from last Thursday with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We now present the best of Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Bad Bob.
Oh, good morning.
Bad Bob has got, he's got the voice from inside the control room that he can, he picks up his microphone and he just goes,
"Wake up, people.
Wake up. It's time to get on, people. Children. So he can talk like that. Exactly. Does that mean we can speak back to you?
There was a way to do that during the breaks, obviously.
Only
when we're on
the
air, everybody would be listening.
Oh, that's right. We don't want that to happen. Okay, good morning, everybody. Gosh, it's the 27th of December, 2 days after Christmas. Is it too late to go shopping?
It is. Actually, it's not, because I still have not wrapped my Christmas presents for my grandkids because they haven't come up for Christmas yet. There's still time.
There's still time. I love it. Okay.
All right. It's 41 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today, sunny, high near 55, low of 35. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 55. Friday night, partly cloudy, with a low around 38. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 66 or 60. And on Saturday night, a low of 39. Sunday, a high near 59, low of 40. Clear into next week, same temperatures, high 50s and low 60s. No rain in sight for a few days, so that's good. Let that nice moisture we had soak in and not cause any more mudslides.
No more mudslides.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Then I'll call it 365-3793.
7:07 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. If you want to give us a call, say good morning, say what you got for Christmas. I'm wearing what I got for Christmas.
Oh.
And it's not your two front. Oh, look at that.
Is
that an Apple Watch?
This is an Apple Watch.
Oh.
You are so trending, sir.
Well, I tell you what, I am a trendy kind of guy. So far, I can tell time on six different watch faces. It called me. I get phone calls on it. If the phone rings, I can talk on this.
I know my grandson was telling me that.
Holy, get crazy, Batman.
It is. It's like that. And, you know, I have, like, today I have the Expedition watch face on. Usually I just wear the Mickey Mouse watch face, which is really more significant for me. Anyway, good morning, everybody. I hope you had a great, great, great Christmas and that it was joyous for you and blessed. That's what I really want. It's not so much that, you know, the stuff you get, obviously. But it's being able to spend time. We spent time with Linda's parents and her brother and sister and all the nephews and nieces and the great-grandbaby who became the focus of Christmas.
Of course.
And he's 19 months old. And Tom, my father-in-law, has been shopping for him for all year. He has a giraffe that's like 5 feet tall, and it's just the cutest thing, but it's 5 feet tall. The kid sees it and immediately jumps on it. And plus, and then you got him wagons and musical stuff where he's beating the cymbals, which makes everybody happy. And Linda's teaching him how to use the little snare drum, so that was good. But this little kid got everything. And I said, enjoy it now, Jonas, because somebody is going to have one of these days. And you are going to be older and you'll get your stuff, but it's over.
Well, and you know, that's so true. That first grandchild is like the king of everyone's heart for a period of time. And then when the baby comes, there's certainly an adjustment there. Another baby comes, and then it's like, what the heck? I was the candy kid with the gumdrop ear here, and now all of a sudden everybody's looking at everybody else and going, what?
Well, you know, I'm looking at the family, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, Jennifer and Josh can have Jennifer, Josh, and Jonas. All these kids' names have got J's in them, okay? Mm-hmm. There's Jay, Jackie, Jennifer, Josh.
Is your last name Jay?
No.
No.
Jonas. And there's another one in there. Jackie, Jennifer, and Julie. The girls' names. And Jay, the son's name. All of them have four. You know, all of them are, and so then Jennifer marries a Josh, and they have a Jonas. And I'm frankly, I'm beginning to start to worry a little bit. But the
people would do that to their kids.
Oh, no. I mean, it's okay. I mean, they didn't name him. You know, they could have named him Jehoshaphat, you know, which is a good Christian name.
They're running out of good name. J names.
And then you have to call him Jess. Anyway, so, but watching this kid around all those toys and watching everybody just having joy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was cool.
Just the antics of a small child at Christmas, it makes the whole day.
Well, you know, and speaking of presents, the state of California has given us a whole bunch of presents for 2019.
Oh, for sure.
Are you ready? Okay, Bob, you're my senior guy here, my producer, and all the board operators and producers fall under you, right? Yes. Say yes. Where are you? Are you listening? Oh, you're on the phone. Okay. Anyway, so now he has to find me a place where if any of our employees want to breastfeed, It can't be in the bathroom. It's got to be in a pleasant place.
Separated.
Somewhere separated from the bathroom. You know, and we have to try. A little background music. To, you know, if we have any of our employees that need to breastfeed.
Just in case.
I've looked around, and every one of them says that is not going to be the case. So, okay. But for all of the rest of you out there, if you have mothers that, you know, that have their children there at work, you have to provide a place that is, the ambiance is better than just the bathroom for breastfeeding. Just thought I'd let you know. Another law from California.
Yes. Make our life easier and our employees' lives easier. And, yeah.
Tech companies have stepped up with these large tech companies.
Always interesting.
Have what looks like
I haven't had an opportunity, actually.
He's talking right now.
Oh, okay.
See, you can't hear that unless you have your mic.
Companies have what looks like a photo booth, a whole line of these things for the mothers to attend to their children.
Oh, so you just go in there.
Yeah. A little private photo booth.
That kind of
easier
makes
than
sense.
Building a special room. They just drop these booths in.
And then you, okay. Well, that's a good idea. Yeah. That's why we wear these headphones. When there's more than one person on the show.
This is my second time in the new studio.
And you love
and,
it.
You could always see them if you were talking.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. And you have an advantage, Carl, because the way this is set up, you can see what Bob's doing. If I'm going to just not turn my back to you the whole time, I can't see what Bob's doing. I'm looking at you, and my back is to him. I got to figure that whole line of sight out.
I will make sure that
I need to use my headset. So I can do that.
If it looks like Bob is talking, I'll go like this. I'll kind of point in there. Hey, let's take a quick break here. Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. That's Clyde Pierce. Over 47 years in the business, he's the one that put in the surround sound in our home. 10, 11 years ago, still works great. We had a problem with one of the machines that we have called Clyde. There's somebody, and I'm pretty sure it's a relative of Clyde's. I'm not positive, but most everybody that comes out is a relative of Clyde's. Comes out, fixes it, laughs, jokes, he's gone. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish. Authorized dealer for Samsung, Sony, LG, and Klipsch speakers. That's Clyde's Enterprises.
You get ever closer.
1250 Hartnell Avenue. Give him a call, 221-4144. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after this. After these messages. It's 7:14 in the morning here on the 27th of December, 2018. Greetings.
I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday Season.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance Razor. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
Hi, this is Jude Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Paint Marts have been locally owned and operated since 1967, proudly serving our community for over 50 years with the ultimate service, prices, and quality in paints, stains, wall coverings, automotive finishes, and project planners. Please visit us at Paint Marts located at 2330 Larkspur Lane off Hilltop. That's two doors down from Lee's Honda. And happy holidays to our military, both veterans and active duty during this joyous season.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning. Welcome back to our show here. As it just said, our music. We haven't our music there, buddy.
Well, actually, you see, I was trying to help Sungold with a problem that she had. And I looked down in the window that I had up for the window for the music.
So we're talking about TV on here, and here we are on radio.
She wanted to know how to get Netflix.
Oh, okay. That's good. Sonny, I hope he's helping you. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, go on down to Cornerstone. See how they are moving local dreams forward. So many different things that Cornerstone Community Bank does for our community. I'm here with Trish Clark, of course. It's 7:18 in the morning. It's 41 degrees out there. It's going to go up to?
It's going to go up to 55 today.
55. Okay, but it's going to be a nice day.
Crisp.
We're looking at, right now we're looking at
beautiful
the sunrise.
Sunrise.
Sunrise over the, you know, over the city here, over the Thunderbird Hotel. Okay, you asked about different laws that were coming up.
Exactly. I haven't, usually there's a list, and I haven't looked at that list yet, but it's always an interesting exercise to see what they've done to us for the year.
Minimum wage is going up.
To?
From 11 to 12.
It's $15 in New York City. Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
it just went up to $15 an hour. For flipping hamburgers.
And also, I think up in Seattle, it's doing that. I think San Francisco, which is why a lot of these places are crashing and moving out of those areas. You know,
and
out
it's $12 an hour now here?
It goes from 11 to 12.
Wow. Do you know what an impact that
and
has?
No, not for us. Now, if you're in
bring on the robots.
Yeah, bring on the robots. If you have, if it's smaller, smaller companies, it only goes up from $10.50 to $11. So, but we pay over minimum here. We always have.
But a lot of your, most of your nonprofits and See, though, that is, I always.
That's a difference of thousands of dollars a month.
It absolutely is. And,
Not counting taxes.
And there's no place for them to make up that money. They can't raise the price of their product. You know, like, as an example, and it's now Dignity Health, but Shasta Senior Nutrition. Mm-hmm. Those kind of programs, Golden Umbrella, all of your nonprofits that serve children and seniors and those things. That generally meant a position when they did that, because mm-hmm. they have no other way to increase their revenue, and they only have so much they can spend on employees, and so... That's just one less person that,
well,
or cut in the services they provide to the seniors.
Or you have people that you've got a number of people on your payroll that now that makes a difference of like $30,000-$40,000 a month. Now, it's not just the payroll. It's the taxes then that you have to pay.
Oh, yeah.
Because when that goes up, you have to pay more in taxes.
That's right.
So you've got, you know, you've got that whole thing going. Anyway, it's a... it's something that's just happened, and it's going to continue. It's going to go up every year.
And it makes it's too bad because that's not the solution. The minimum wage jobs were never intended to be employment status, permanent employment statuses for grown up people. They're supposed to get a job, learn a trade, and then build up in the community. And those entry level jobs used to be for kids a lot of
people
times.
People are using them as a full-time job.
And now they're working a couple of those jobs to make ends meet. And
because, you know, they haven't gone on to other training that would enable them
to make
get
more
jobs.
Money.
Like we're looking at all these jobs that need in the construction firms, Bob.
A growing trend among fast food places is to hire retired folk to backfill for two reasons. First of all, the retired folk tend to actually show up for work. They're not constantly texting, and they give good customer service.
And
the response has been overwhelmingly positive.
And most times, those people already have some kind of insurance. They're on Medicare, so that doesn't become an issue with benefits.
That's why I'm going to apply for the Reading Police Department.
You want fries with that?
Yeah. Because they can't. They can't discriminate against me for my age. And I have the education requirements. I'm not sure I'm as fast as I used to be. Okay, here's some more. Here's the bad thing about if you get in a fight with an old guy, I have a tendency to pull a gun real quick.
They're going,
I'm just going to whap this old guy. Well, instead of fighting him like I used to, no, I'll just draw a gun and cap him right there. And then rightfully say I was in fear of my life. The guy's 20, he's 40 years younger than me, and he's as big as I am. I thought he was going to beat me to death. I had to shoot him 5 times.
There you go.
You know what? I think you could get away with that.
I think you could.
Do you use a straw when you go to a restaurant?
Not anymore.
Well, no, do you?
Not usually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I use straws. Anyway, sometimes.
Sometimes
if you
I do,
want a straw now in full-service restaurants, you have to ask. They are not going to give them to you. And so you go, may I have a straw, please? But they're not going to just give them to you. It's against the law.
Yeah.
Now, when you see these kids' meals, the kids' meals are offering an alternative. It's milk, a milk alternative, or different types of water in the meals. You have to ask for the Diet Coke or the milkshake for your little 4-year-old. Now, frankly, I think that should have always been a choice on these Happy Meals or whatever the meals are
that the child can get.
Well, can I have milk instead of the sugary drink? Mm-hmm. But folks just didn't think of it before when you and I were growing up. So now they're going to offer that, but you can still get the soft drink if you want it for the child. Otherwise, the child gets the alternative. They're saying that this can help in obesity in children.
Oh, no question about it. Of course, skipping the Happy Meal, they're step in the right direction and helping with that obesity as well.
That could help, you know, instead of having the burger, the fries.
Oh, gosh, just actually fixing them a home-cooked meal instead of...
Can I have a glass of milk with that, please?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one of the new rules. I told you about the breastfeeding area. Here's something that's going to make the law enforcement really happy. if you're under 16, you can only be tried as a juvenile, no matter what you do. Now, what's this tell you? Now, I'm not talking about right around here in Reading when people do stupid things or they do things when they're 15. But think down in the gang areas when they're going to hand the hand the 15-year-olds the guns to do the shooting.
Not sure.
Because the 15-year-olds are going to go, I'm under 16, and they've got to try them as a juvenile. They've got to treat them as a juvenile in this.
What prohibits that from happening here? Because we have gangs.
Well, no,
we
I know don't that, want to put our heads down and say we don't. Not, that has not really happened here in Shasta County that we know of that much. But I'm talking about where the big gangs are,
right.
And they have shootings all the time. That this means this could mean is that instead of that 16-year-old shooting and go and get, you know, they could do it to a, they can give it to a 15-year-old, 14-year-old, a 13-year-old. Those kids are going to be tried as juveniles, even though that they probably capped 2 or 3 people at that point.
Hmm.
So I say you keep using the word cap. That's not what I mean. Kill people. So that's interesting. How that's going to happen. Yes?
Well, I just, you know, we continue to pass laws, specifically in the state of California, but as a society, all geared towards protection and privileges for the people who, the criminals, the people who commit the crimes. Is the legislature ever going to start addressing some of the inequities that we have thus created for the victims for and the society that has to pay for the special treatment that we continue to heap upon the criminals in the society?
Well, that's a good question because we're going to be paying for this because I have a couple others that we're going to start paying for also. I mean, immediately, we're going to start. It's going to have an impact on our society. This one here with the juveniles, they can keep him in jail probably for up to 10 years, I think. If he's a juvie, I think at age 25, though, I think they have to release him. Bob, do you know anything about this one?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it. I just know.
But I understand it because juvie,
some of them time out at 21 and some of them time out at 25.
21 to 25, they're out. They're out of jail. And, you know, so you've kept them off the streets at least 10 years. 11 years, but still. Yeah. It's like these pardons. The Supreme Court of California told Brown he could not pardon like 10 or 12 people he was trying to pardon or provide clemency to. They said, nope, you can't do it. People had shot and killed other people, people that killed other people. Now, 2 people over in Paradise that had drug-related offenses from 20 years ago lost their home. She almost died. He was pardoned by Brown on Thanksgiving, but she wasn't. And she said, how come you got pardoned? And, you know, that kind of thing.
And why didn't...
Well, on Christmas Day, she gets a phone call. Guess what? Pardoned. Now, these are things that they had done 20 years ago, and it had to do with selling of, you know, they, you know, having the stuff to make amphetamines to sell it. But they've lived a clean life since then. Totally clean. And so this is the idea of the pardon of it. So now they can vote. They've got their, you know, got their rights back. But they've lived a clean life for this long time. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I don't have it. I think the part that the ability of the governor or the president to pardon people for certain purposes and as you indicate, if they've rehabilitated themselves, I think that's a good thing. I think that I don't think that the people who receive those pardons are always worthy of the pardon, and sometimes you want to question some of the decisions that have been made, but you know, I don't think there's any benefit to keeping people in jail just to keep them in jail. But when you've got somebody who has the taking of a life seems to me to be something pretty dramatic and should have a punishment. I'm not sure what the punishment could be. I mean, an eye for an eye is not something society looks at, and we don't use the death penalty in the state of California anymore at all, so there's no sense even sentencing because we haven't put anybody to death for how many years. But I don't know what the proper punishment for taking somebody else's life is. It seems like it should be more than 5 or 6 or 7 years, but a lot of times that's what they get.
Well, and I've said this before, and people probably heard me say this, is that when I did my tour of San Quentin, you know, getting a tour through the prison there, which is, by the way, I wish everybody could see this. I mean, it is just, it is awesome. what, I don't even see this. And you talk to the prisoners, because they had prisoners out there we could talk to, in there for life.
Mm-hmm.
No way they were getting out. But they were, you know, had masters and something. And those, two or three of them were preachers because they could do that, hoping that that would help get them out. But of the 563 or 620 on death row, a full 50% of them had never been arrested before in their lives, before they were arrested and sentenced to death. Think about this. So it's got to be a heinous crime. It's got to be premeditated murder. Think of Scott. That guy that killed his wife, his mm-hmm. pregnant wife, him, Scott, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
And think of him. So he was one of those who never been arrested before. Got arrested.
Oh,
they sentenced him to death. But over 50% of the ones on death row had never been arrested before. So think about that. Now, the rest of them that were on, they're on death row. And they have a special group. They have a special cells for some of them, like the Scott guy, Scott Peterson. Others of them are kept in these individual cells, stacked on one another. I mean, stacked. They're stacked up almost like, you know, like you see, you know, just like an apartment building.
Right.
Except they're inside where you can see through everything. You know, so the guards can see everything. Oh no, it's quite amazing. But the thing about it is, you know, people should do time for killing other people.
But I think that it should be life without benefit of parole as opposed to giving them a death sentence that's not going to be carried out. If, in fact, the court has determined and the jury has determined that they should have a death sentence, I think there should be a time limit on how long that can be. Because what's happening is it's costing us so much more money to keep them on death row. If we're, in fact, not going to use the death penalty as intended, then we need to get rid of it and just sentence them to life.
That's an interesting concept because...
Because they're getting special treatment. It costs us way more money to have them on death row than it does if they were to sentence to life.
Let's talk about that when we get back and see what people think about this. Because is it if somebody, you know, murders four people in a family or five people in a family and they walk back and now they're going to sit there with three hots and a cot, or should they always be over their head? There's a chance that they're going to have their they're going to go in there one day and get a injection, lethal injection. We'll be right back after these messages, though. This portion of the show brought to you by our friend over at Jeff Wurst over at Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst. Don't be fooled by other people. He's the one that's gone through the schools. He's a professional. He's been doing this for 30 years. Jeff Wurst knows how to repair a windshield. He's not going to waste your time. He's not going to tell you that, oh, yeah, I can fix this and not be able to. He's going to look at it. He's going to test it. He's going to measure. And he's going to say, yeah, I can fix this. And when he does it for life. Cracks over 2.5 feet in length are just little bitty chips. Give him a call. 241-8373 for an appointment today, or stop by 3208 South Market Street at the shop. Just go in and say hello to Jeff. Better known business, and he knows what he's doing, and like I said, he's totally, totally professional and a high sense of integrity. Jeff Wurst. We'll be right back, 7:32 in the morning here, 41 degrees right now. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Real people, real winners. As the year winds down, let's go out in style. Cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Riding in Style Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Cadillac XT4 Luxury Edition crossover from Taylor Motors. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Weekly drawings on Mondays at 8 p.m. Give you the chance to win $125 in slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new 2019 Cadillac XT4. Cadillac, confidence by design. We have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long increase your chances. Head down to Wind River and play our Riding in Style promotion, where you could win a Cadillac XT4. Final drawing Monday, December 31st at 8 p.m. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Black. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm just doing great. It's a lovely, lovely day. Nice a beautiful day. Sunrise nice this day. Morning. And looking out here at the all this going on in downtown Reading, it's just bright.
So far, so good. You know, in between Christmas and this is a strange time of the year. Alliance Heating and Air, though, it's for them. They're still out there helping you. It's 41 degrees now. It's getting into the 30s. They're out there helping you with those, with you know, any kind, any model, any make of heating or cooling systems. Alliance Heating and Air can do it. Professional company, been in the business over 25 years, voted best in the North State. They're the ones that handle all of our heating and cooling needs at the Bot House. Give them a call, 221-2642. Learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air, better known business. You know, we've asked these questions, all these different things that are going on and these different laws that are impacting on us. There's more. If you're under 21, you can no longer buy a long gun, a rifle
right,
or a shotgun,
right.
Unless you've got a hunting license, shows you've been through a course, or you're military or police, then you can do it. But if you're in the military, and that was one of the things that bothered me, was how can you prohibit a young man or woman who's in the military, been on the front lines when they're 18 and 19, saying you can't buy a shotgun? Because you're 20 and you've come back after a combat tour. Well, they didn't. They changed it so that military.
But they can't buy a handgun.
I don't think they can buy a handgun. I don't know.
Well, because it doesn't say.
That's right.
I have the right to hunt.
That's right.
Because I have the right to have a gun.
No, I understand that. I understand that. You know, the fact that they're doing that.
The First Amendment is about hunting.
I know the fact that they're doing it anyway is bad.
That.
But I, you know, my argument was, you know, besides you can't do this, to do it to the military is even doubly wrong.
Exactly.
You know, it's onerous, but they got around that one. But so at least something. You know, street vendors, I didn't understand why. But street vendors now, they can no longer be prohibited by the county or the city from serving as long as they meet the safety, you know, the safety rules. In the sanitation rules. And I thought, well, this is kind of strange. I mean, can't a city or a county? And they said, but it says that they've got to set up a licensing. If they don't have a licensing criteria, they've got to set one up. And the reason they're doing this is because a lot of these street vendors are illegals. And if they charge them saying, hey, you can't be here like this, then the police get into it. Now they're illegals. Now they can go into be, you know, ICE and all that, which is the background on it. But it also says they used to have to get permission from nearby businesses before they could set up. They no longer even have to do that. So they could put up, they could put a street taco place right here in front of us. Or a, well, frankly, that's not a bad idea. But if they, but they could put it here, and they don't have to get permission from anybody else around here.
They can't just park it on the street. They have to have it on property.
They've got to have it. They've got to have it on. They've got, you know, if the city says, if the city has doesn't have some kind of criteria. I mean, like our hot dog guy down there by the post office.
Uh-huh.
He gets a permit for that.
Randy
gets a permit for that. So I guess they get a permit for an area because the city has to give them the permit to do it. But then they can't, you know, they can't tell them, they can't move them around or harass them.
But the original part of the point that you were making is that you don't have to be a citizen to get that permit, or they can't make they can't make that a requirement. So all of the, they're going all through all of this stuff so that they can have all of the illegal immigrants be able to have a taco wagon.
Well, what it says is that, let me get back into this or be specific on how they can do it. It says, as the, California is attempting to bring street vendors, many of whom are undocumented immigrants, out of their shadows. The state will now prohibit local governments from banning sidewalk sales of food and other merchandise and require them to set up a licensing system if they want to regulate the practice. Violations of local rules can only be punished. Now, get this. Can only be punished with citations or fines, not criminal charges, so as not to alert immigration authorities.
Well, there you go.
There you go. See, that's the story behind it. I thought, well, that's strange, you know, but now as soon as you look into it from a different point of view, see, USA Today in the Record Search site only tell you that one part. The other one tells you, oh, this is why they're doing it.
So
it's for the illegals.
It doesn't get, yay! Exactly.
So the counties don't have the manpower to police the safety standards. It's going to take one major outbreak of something or other from food poisoning.
Well, we already have it. I mean, when you have large businesses that have to recall all the lettuce in California because of E. coli and all the romaine lettuce. Okay, if you've got a concealed carry, and a lot of people we know out there has a concealed carry, when you recertify this year or you get your, if you get it originally, you have to shoot that firearm.
So, and if you have four or five firearms on your license, as you're allowed to have in Jasper County,
right.
Then you have to qualify.
With every one of them.
And have they come up with how many rounds you have to shoot through each gun?
They have not done that, but what we do.
The qualification criteria.
But what you have to do is show that you are able to use that firearm safely and be able to hit the target. So we use a criteria of 10. After you've been through the refresher course or the recertification course, which is a 3-hour course. Now, you can either take it in the classroom, or you can take it on the range, which is what I would want people to do. But even then, even at the recertification, if they've got more than one gun on their permit, they've got to go out there and then shoot. So we'll let them shoot whatever it is during the course, and then shoot 100 rounds. And then we bring back with each one of those firearms and have them shoot 10 more rounds at a target, showing they know how to load it, handle it safely and hit that target. 10 rounds is enough to do that after watching them. And then they're going to do it with every firearm that's on their CCW license.
But during the 3-hour refresher course, you don't do 100 rounds course.
Oh,
just
yeah.
On the original one.
On the when you come back, you have your choice of taking a 3-hour, sit in a classroom like that, then get your certification that you've recertified.
Right.
Or you can go to the range and shoot for those 3 hours, which a lot of people like to do because it lets them get back out there. And we run them through the same course as the CCW course, the original one, and so they can shoot. At the end of the course,
then you
shoot the 10 rounds from the new guns or for the other guns on your license. So for me, I'd have to shoot my regular course. Well, I mean, I take the recert. And then I would shoot the other three guns. I would shoot 30 more rounds of the other guns that are on my permit. Yeah. Everybody now has to do that. But the other thing is that everybody now has to shoot the firearm to get that CCW, which for us and many of the instructors up here in Shasta County, that's just, of course you do. Well, we had a couple up here that they would give them, people a CCW without having even seen them handle a firearm.
Well, I always thought that that was a requirement for your original one, but I knew that you didn't have to do it to recertify.
No, I didn't know that either until I almost got into it was a friendly argument with a doctor one day. He said, no, I got mine. I didn't have to shoot. And I was saying, no, that's not right. That's not true. But it turns out I got called Sheriff Basinko. This was a couple years ago. Uh-huh. He goes, no. The state does not say you have to shoot that firearm.
Well, so I think that's a good thing. I think that that's a reasonable expectation that if you're going to carry a gun, the responsible thing is to, in fact, know how to handle it, know how to load it, and be comfortable with the weapon, be good with it. Having said that, I don't think you should have to have a permit to do that, because I think I just have the right to do that.
I think we just have the right to do that.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
you know what?
So I think the whole thing about concealed permit and all that is a giving up a right that I have that I don't really think those laws are constitutional, regardless of what they say.
Well, here's the thing is, and we got to take a break, but I agree that if I go to Nevada, I cannot carry concealed. I can't carry concealed in Nevada. But I can openly carry in Nevada. I can just carry it on my hip, and that's fine. So, hey, you know what? It's not too late, guys. It is just not too late to go down to Four Winds Jewelry.
It's always a good time to go to Four Winds Jewelry.
If you stepped on your foot, if you just did the wrong thing and you went, uh-oh. If you just waited too long, it's not too late. Four Winds Jewelry. They are there to rescue you. Go in and say, Rebecca, rescue me, Rebecca. And she will find a way to get you back in the good graces of your loved one. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. One of the only, if not the only, full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry. Great people down there. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 41 degrees going up to 55 today. Weather reports, Shasta Gas Propane.
To celebrate, no chocolate covered candy hearts to give away.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all. From home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away all the electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Copy Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Copy Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pramila and Payush Danuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pramila and Payush Danuka.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Redding Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR Radio.
Who?
KCNR Radio, and Carl left the room. I didn't realize this whole new system we got going here between me with my back to Bob is confusing.
I'm back.
Okay, all right. So we're having a little debate about what we're doing at 8 o'clock. That'll be interesting.
Well, you know what? When you've got like three different people running the assignment boards, but we've got it. Okay, now we've got like about 9 minutes left to figure this one out. I got it. What we'll run this one tomorrow, the one we've got going today.
Okay.
All right. So, anyway, let's go on. What did you think about President Trump going over to Iraq?
I thought it was absolutely delightful, and I love the fact that the media, the Democrats, everybody loves to think that they can figure him out and box him in and predict what he's going to do. And every time they think they've got him exactly where they want him, he shows up entirely someplace else. And the whole thing with Iraq, they were saying, oh, you know, he hasn't been to the troops. He hasn't done this or that. He's telling everybody, oh, poor is me. I'm here in the White House all by myself trying to solve the problems of the world. And cuts out and ends up over in Iraq, and they didn't know about it in advance, and it drives them crazy.
And NBC News says, oh, the first president not to go, and then he's there. And he went, well, on Christmas. You know, he's there, he got there the next morning and talking to the troops and all these things. He and Melania. So then they go after Melania because she's wearing Timberline boots. Can you believe this?
This is why America, first lady that we've ever had.
Well, it's not even that. It's the fact is that they've got to keep finding things. They've got to keep attack. And you can't, you know what? And after a while, people just go, I don't believe anything you're saying. You know what? And it's just like, as Linda goes, it's like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And just, you know what? If they would say, they would acknowledge the good things. Acknowledge it sincerely, the good things that have happened, and hammer them on the things that they don't. Let them do the same thing. And we'll do that. You know, if they did that, at least then there would be a modicum of people might accept what's going on.
The whole point of this argument with Trump is there isn't anything that he can do that they're going to report accurately. The hard part, though, is with the coverage that the media does give us. And let's take the example of the young child.
And then the young child that
the young child that just died on the border with the immigrant that is coming across.
Right, right.
Okay, now, first off, that's very sad, and I'm not diminishing that by any stretch of the imagination. But that didn't have anything to do with anything that President Trump has done, and it certainly is not the first time that a child has died that was sick right. that came into this country. The use of the gas, the tear gas on the border, that they now are just saying, oh, my God, he's doing this and he's doing
weapons
that to
of
the
mass
immigrants.
Destruction.
Exactly. But they failed to address the fact that that happened repeatedly and continually
times.
All of the time that Obama was in office.
I'm sure it's happened other times for the border agencies to protect themselves and protect other people.
But the reality is they never talked about it during the 8 years Obama was in office or any of the other people were in office. So mm-hmm. the average person that
right.
you and I deal with on a daily basis really don't know about that, and they really believe that Trump is the first one that's done it. They really believe that he's responsible for that child dying.
Yeah.
I mean, people that I deal with on a regular basis will say to me, well, Trish, you have to admit, you know, babies weren't dying on Obama's watch. No, our Americans were being killed under his command on his watch.
Yeah.
You know, but that was never reported that way.
Never.
So, never. And we know, but all of the things that happened with the gun running and the SEALs and everything that happened under Obama, and we know that there was issues in Benghazi.
Paying the Iranians millions of dollars.
Exactly.
For what? We're not sure exactly what
happened.
We
don't even know where he got the money. And so all of those things, but the average American person doesn't know those things.
I know this.
And that's the sad part.
I know this doesn't make any difference to a lot of people. You know, I go, oh, brother, but, you know, I don't believe that. I mean, I just, you know, it's fine. I'm not going to, I don't even get into that because, you know, frankly, I've seen, you know, if things I've seen shows he was born in America. You know, so I don't get into that. What I would like to see, though, and I think that every American has a right to see, is his transcripts. And if not the grades, at least show his background in college when he traveled everywhere. What was it? Did he come in as a foreign student? Did he travel under a different passport? That should be, you know, why is that sealed?
It
from the American people.
He went to school as a foreign exchange student.
Well, you see, you don't know that.
Well,
you do not know that because
the records
sealed.
Are sealed, but there is proof that, in fact, he did register as that. But, and here's
but
the point.
But the point is
it doesn't
right.
matter
it doesn't.
Whether he was born in the United States or not. His mother was an American citizen,
right.
and therefore he's eligible to be president.
Yes, he was.
That's the whole point. So
the fact that the
document says he was born in a hospital that didn't have that name until 2 years after he was.
You know what? He was eligible to be president. And he won the presidency fair and square.
But you're absolutely right.
Absolutely.
And you know, the first thing that Nancy's going after is President Trump's tax return. She is absolutely adamant she's going to get his tax return. Why is his tax return so of such importance and all of those documents about Obama are not? I mean, I like the statement as, where did you hide your tax return? He said, I hid it in a place that nobody will ever find it. It's under all of Obama's records.
Yeah, well, you know, the bottom line on this whole thing is that the country would be so much better off if we could, like, scrape everybody out of out of Washington, D.C.
And start over.
And start over. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean that. I mean, and you know what? People like... And I don't care. You take your average citizen, you know, Joe citizen or Mary citizen, that are honest, that you know have got a business, that own property, and you could put them in there. And you know what? They could do just as good a job as the rest of them, as long as they're honest. And here's the big thing: they give a damn about this country. Right now, we've got they don't care. The Democrats do not care about this country. They care about one thing. I shouldn't say all Democrats. That's not true. But the ones up there like Pelosi and all this, they want to bring Trump down.
That's it.
That's all they want. They want to drag him down, and they want to drag him, and no matter what it does to the country, because they do not want him to win in 2020, because that means that's another one or two Supreme Court justices.
Well,
not doing well.
Beyond that, and I've said it for the last 15 years, We have an issue, and they now refer to it to the swamp. It isn't just the Democrats.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's the Republicans. It's the bureaucracy that is in Washington, D.C., and the whole system. They like the system that they've set up there, and they like that they don't have to take into consideration anything about the people in making it work. They have what they want. They pass the laws that do not impact them. They and their people have the jobs that they want and the cushion they want, and they do not care how it impacts the people of the United States.
All right, we have to run.
And the
American side. Okay, we're going to go to the news. We'll be right back with Debbie Spratt.
All right.
You're listening to a best of Free Fire Radio on KCNR Shasta Redding. The best of from last Thursday will continue after town hall news at the top of the hour. Good morning. In Redding, it is 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is applauding what he says is President Trump's slowdown in the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria. The South Carolina senator says he thinks it's being handled in a smart way. And the president defends his decision to withdraw the troops.
The president tweets that if anybody but Donald Trump accomplished what he did in Syria, they would be a national hero. Responding to criticism over his troop pullout, the president says ISIS is mostly gone, and we're slowly sending our troops back home to be with their families. He goes on to say he campaigned against the never-ending wars, and the results are far better than expected. Greg Clugston, Washington.
She is the first big-name Democrat to announce she's looking seriously at a White House run in 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts forming an exploratory committee. Well, ready or not, here it comes. Revelers in Sydney, Australia, welcoming in 2019. The new year is still more than 12 hours away in New York City, but people are already headed to Times Square for what is perhaps the granddaddy of all New Year's celebrations. If you're going, New York's Police Commissioner James O'Neill says there are some things to leave at home.
A couple things tonight. You know, don't bring alcohol. Don't bring large bags, backpacks. Don't bring umbrellas. Don't bring drones.
O'Neill on NBC's Today Show. Investigators looking into the death of a 22-year-old worker at a North Carolina wildlife conservation center. Alexandra Black was mauled by a lion that somehow got loose from confinement at the conservator center in Burlington, North Carolina. Stocks rallying on Wall Street this morning. Right now, the Dow is up about 133 points. The S&P 500 index, 4 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Hundreds of Venezuelans have been protesting in Caracas, demanding, where is the ham?
A Venezuelan festive end-of-year meal is not complete without a ham. President Nicolas Maduro had said the government would distribute some to poorer families through government food banks. But protesters complained that the hams were being kept by officials for themselves. This is the second year in a row that the ham handout has provoked protests against the government. It's a sign of how desperate people in Venezuela have become as they struggle with severe economic crisis and food shortages.
That's the BBC's Candice Piette. Suspected Muslim terrorist remotely detonated a bomb near the entrance of a mall in the southern Philippines today as people did last-minute shopping ahead of New Year's Eve celebrations. The attack, leaving at least two people dead, almost 30 others wounded. News and analysis at townhall.com. British police reporting the arrest of 39 people on suspicion of attempted murder after a stabbing in West London.
Police say that the victim was a man in his 30s who was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. The incident took place early morning in Hammersmith. The suspects were arrested at a property near the scene and are being questioned. They have not been identified or charged. Police did not reveal details about the incident. Sarah Shackley, London.
Paris, preparing to hold its annual New Year's Eve celebrations on the Champs-Élysées under heavy security as some yellow vest protesters plan to march on the famed avenue. Anti-government protesters, angry over taxes and President Emmanuel Macron's pro-business policies, have issued calls on social media for a festive event in Paris and other French cities. Hundreds of thousands of Parisians and tourists traditionally gather on the Champs-Élysées to celebrate New Year's Eve. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And you are listening to a encore presentation of a previously broadcast, Free Fire Radio. Our normal programming will, of course, resume on Wednesday. By the way, a programming note, 9 a.m. this morning, the debut of Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning,
Carl. You know, I love
Carl.
Thursdays.
I love Thursdays. It's a bright, bright day.
December the 27th here at the in the studios. It is 8:05 and 39 seconds. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, enhanced walk-in humidor, great customer service, super people down there. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
41 degrees in downtown Reading as we wave at our...
Wave at my wife?
Wave at your wife coming to the door. We're looking for a high today of 55. It's sunny conditions. Low this evening of 35. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 55 and low of 38. Saturday, continuing sunny, a high of 60 and a low of 39. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 59 and a low around 40. Continuing on into next week, Monday and Tuesday, New Year's Day, we're looking for sunny with a high near 59 and a low of 38. So good weather through the next few days and into next week. We're pleased to have some sunshine, follow up all that rain. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You know, you are so good, Trish, and I tell you why. You know, Trish is probably one of the most reliable people I have ever met. You are reliable. You're straight. You're honest. You know, after all of these years that we've been on the radio, only one time have you ever been late. One time have you ever been late. And I mean, really, and all these years. And you have great friends, and you also bring in great guests.
Thank you.
And you've brought in today Debbie Sprague, who is...
Good longtime friend, Debbie Sprague.
Who has got to be one of the heroines of Reading.
Absolutely.
Well, it's not just Reading, and it's not just the North State, but it's also America for what she's done for our veterans. And I'm, you know what? And I am remiss for not having her on every week, probably. But you set this up today. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. And Trish, it's so nice to be back with you.
Well, it's not going to be the last time for sure.
Well, Debbie has just, she's just had a wonderful adventure that I wanted to highlight for the North State.
Well, let me just say real quick, is that Debbie... years ago, wrote a book called Stranger in My Bed about veterans coming home even years later and suffering from post-traumatic stress. It was a wonderful book. It's still a wonderful book. She has groups that she meets with. But because of that book, it opened up the rest of this country to her abilities. So now she has been honored at on the national level and so many things. But now let me hand this back over to you.
Well, but and she, I follow her activities on a regular basis, and the wonderful things she's doing. And recently, she attended a great conference put on by Elizabeth Dole, the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, and had some great adventures that I thought she needed to share with the North State. It's just the ongoing impacts of that book that she wrote, opening up that to the rest of the world. Like you say, that this is not something that just a few people suffer from. It's a big deal and needs to be continued and talked about and solved.
Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Carl.
So what happened? What's the latest thing? I mean, you're always on the move, and there's always – and I saw those things. Oh, by the way, and we should let Debbie talk here at this, but I saw Bob Dole when he arose, when they helped him up to salute President Bush. In his at rest when he was in the
that was incredible.
Wow,
that was just so pulling back the chairs from that was just
it's hard.
Bob and Elizabeth Dole, just such amazing people. I think one of the highlights of my trip to D.C. was all the different people that just have so much respect for the Doles and what they have done and how they truly serve from the heart.
No, I think you're true. I think it is. I think that Bob Dole was a war hero. He was a man to serve this country, as has his wife in so many ways. But so, what was the event back there?
Actually, we had a full the week after Thanksgiving. There was a full week of events all around the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. And just a little bit of backstory on the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. And myself, back in 2012, Bob Dole was in Walter Reed for almost a year, and Elizabeth Dole met a lot of the military spouses who were there with their loved one who had been injured, and she started wondering what's going to happen when all these families go home with their wounded or injured warrior, and she started a foundation. And hired the RAND Corporation to do a study to see how many caregivers were out there, what their needs were, what the unfilled needs were. And she started a program, a fellows program. She wanted to have caregivers from each state become the voice and the face for caregivers in their own state and also across the nation. So in 2014, I was so honored to be invited to be the Dole Fellow from the state of California. So I was the first fellow from California, and I was also the first fellow and the only fellow at that point representing the Vietnam vet era of caregivers.
I can't think of a better person.
I can't either, but what a great honor.
Bob, what's going on? The sound. Okay. Oh, he's working on it right now. I'm getting a little feedback, but then yours just came in with an echo. So we're trying to get all this. Okay. Brand new studio, so I don't even know if anybody's ever used that microphone before. So hey
I'm a first. Yay.
Okay. Anyway, go on.
Okay, so the last few years, Elizabeth Dole Foundation, in cooperation with the VA administration, have put on what they call a convening in Washington, D.C., and they bring together all of the leaders in the veteran world and in the caregiver world,
mm-hmm.
along with all the fellows. They bring all the fellows in from all the states, and we have a full day of meetings discussing needs and goals and progress on the goals that have been made in previous years. And this year, we had the new VA Secretary as one of our speakers, and we also had Vice President Michael Pence as our keynote speaker, and that was really an honor to get to see him, hear him speak. And
I'm very impressed by our Vice President.
He did a great speech, and I mean, he's just so personable, and he stepped away from his podium and was, you know, just in the middle of the stage.
So he just talked to you, in other words.
Yeah. He just talked to us, and I got the opportunity to shake hands with him and, you know, actually, you know, say a few words with him. So that was really quite an honor.
Well, you know, it's you've done so much for veterans all over the United States. And, well, people just with PTSD, it's not just It's not just veterans, but mainly veterans, because you represent the veterans. But it's because PTSD is something that goes across, you know, all walks of life. I mean, a post-traumatic stress moments can come from a sexual assault, can come from car wrecks, can come from abuse, all those things. But we're focusing, of course, Debbie's focusing on the veteran side of it.
But more importantly, the focusing on it from a complete picture, i.e. the person who has the PTSD, but also the caregiver side of that. Because if, you know, a person has to have some kind of a caregiver in a lot of things, and we haven't talked about the impacts of that life on caregivers until this time. And that's one of the things that I really appreciate that Debbie has brought forth with this, because the Elizabeth Dole Foundation is about the caregiver side of that. Is there people to take care of all of those
of
impacted by?
Well, that's what Debbie pointed out, is that if I have PTSD, then Linda has PTSD.
and she is the caregiver, and she has needs that need to be addressed as well.
Yeah.
Yes, there's so much more research going on now about the effects of PTSD and general caregiving on the spouse or whoever's doing the caregiving. And yes, PTSD, the subtitle of my book is 8 Steps to Taking Your Life Back from the Contagious Effects of Your Veteran's Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. And I was diagnosed with PTSD, and, you know, I really struggled to find myself again. And so many other spouses have gone through the same.
So many caregivers do. Right. We're here with Debbie Sprague, author of A Stranger in My Bed. What a beautiful title that is, too. I mean, the whole book is just wonderful. It's about dealing with a loved one with PTSD, because, you know what, if they've got it, you've got it. So now who takes care of the caregivers afterwards? No. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages, but Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, will bring us this segment. And Judy's getting ready to expand again, because business has been like that, so that she's putting all the insurance on one side and all the financial on another, and expanding her offices down there at 1378 Hilltop Drive. There's just so many things that are happening for the, you know, on the real positive side, again, with Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and there's a reason, because Judy's really, really good at what she does. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give her a call, 221-0441. We'll be right back with Debbie Sprague, Trish Clark, and myself right after these words.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600, license number 0D09479.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading, The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 27th of December. 8:20 in the morning here. Beautiful, beautiful morning. It's going to go up to, it's 42 degrees, going up to 55 today. And this 27th day of December, phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. If you're tired of cooking, tired of cleaning up, if you're tired of doing yard work, if you're tired of just being in the same place and want to go out and do some exciting things, River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living place. This is a place for active seniors that want to have go out and travel, do a lot of things. They've got gourmet chefs down there, activity directors. They have it all. Give them a call, 238-5981. Talk to Brian. And then you can go on and have, like, say, have lunch, meet the people down there, and see why so many people believe that River Commons Senior Living is like being on a mini cruise ship right here in Redding. Trish Clark and I are here with Debbie Sprague, author of Stranger in My Bed. From when did you publish that?
It came out in 2013.
13. Oh my gosh!
I can't believe it's been that long.
I can't believe.
I was guessing 3 or 4 years. And
I know it's been a while, but it has exploded onto literally exploded onto the American on the national scene with in the book reviews. But on what it says about post-traumatic stress and your loved ones. And not only about your loved ones with post-traumatic stress, but then the caregivers and then their times with post-traumatic stress. So, and Debbie then became part of an organization headed up by Elizabeth Dole to help veterans. And you've been, you've gone countless trips, spoken everywhere, I'm probably pretty sure. And now you just had another event where Vice President Mike Pence was there talking about the things that have happened with the VA and all this. And how these programs are going on.
So tell us some of the other stuff that happened while you were back there, because I know there were other really important meetings with the American Red Cross and all kinds of things.
Right. On one day, we were hosted at the national headquarters of the American Red Cross, and we had training going on. We were trained on some of the programs that the American Red Cross runs through their Service Armed Forces Division. We had a speaker come in from Given Hour, which is an amazing program that provides mental health services on a volunteer basis for military and veteran caregivers and also for veterans. We had some other speakers come in and tell us just about a variety of different programs. I think one of my highlights when I was back there was that before I went, I had a call from the Washington, D.C. VA Medical Center from a therapist who runs groups and does counseling for couples and for veterans. And unbeknownst to me, he had been using my book for his groups and for his individual counseling for the last 3 years. And when he found out that I was going to be back there, he asked if I'd have time to do a workshop. So I did a 3-hour workshop at the Washington, D.C. VA Medical Center for veterans, couples, and for service providers. So that was the...
Based on your book has reached out and touched so many lives and
so many
communities.
Ways. Yeah. It's a great book.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
If you have not read it. If you've got, you know, and again, we want to point out it's not just veterans. It could be a number of people.
All kinds of people that could be suffering from PTSD, absolutely.
But also the caregivers, because it helps the caregivers, too. I mean, and, you know, caregivers can probably pick up post-traumatic stress or something similar to this by taking care of people that may... You know, they just may be elderly, or they may be, you know, that you have to take care of them, and they're crotchety, they're angry, for whatever reason. I mean, can that also cause this in caregivers?
It can, especially when you're dealing or taking care of someone with any type of mental problems, like dementia, Alzheimer's, mental health.
See, I thought that would probably be something too, because now you're having to deal with that.
Well, and a lot of times I think you're well into the situation before it dawns on you that this isn't a norm, that this isn't just how the person is. Oh, they're getting old. And I think just the focusing on recognizing that this is a symptom, it's a disease, it's something they have, whether it's dementia or the PTSD or what have you. There really is something. This isn't normal, but it is a thing that goes on with a lot of people. Recognizing it and seeking treatment is part of the solution.
Right. That's so essential. And talking about dementia and PTSD together, there's a lot of new research showing that our veterans that have PTSD and that are aging, they are much more likely to have dementia as they age than people without PTSD. So
just making every word, every beautiful word falling off your lips is just making me feel better. You know.
So Carl, it's not just you.
Not just me. Okay.
Just you.
You know what? But I can understand that. But see, here's the thing: is this is where we have to get into that cycle, that PTSD cycle. We call it the OODA loop. You've got to get inside that decision making loop that you get them into things that get them out of this depression or give them methods.
Ways to make it better.
And I can tell you one is healing waters. I know that sounds funny, but or golf or something like that where they – healing waters where you're out fly fishing with a bunch of other guys.
That's one of the
very
greatest programs.
And it's you learn to build your fly rods. You do all these things. And I've talked to people about this. I said, you need to get into things like this where you reach out to people. You know, your therapy is sitting there on a bank or on a river. And you're fly fishing with
no
some other guys.
No greater therapy in the world.
No. But
great.
Debbie Sprague, Debbie, how do people get a hold of you? And how do they get a hold of your book?
My book, you can get it here locally at Barnes & Noble. You can also get it on Amazon. And I do want to talk just a minute that I do run a support group.
That's right.
Which is free to any spouse or loved one of a veteran that has PTSD that wants to come and just learn more about PTSD and be supported, you know, get peer support by other fellow spouses that are dealing with very, very similar things. And that's the third Thursday of the month, and it's 6:30 in the evening at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church. And you can contact me on my phone. My cell phone is 530-949-9175. Give me a call if you're interested in coming to the support group. I'm happy to give you all the directions and information that you might need to know. And also, if you have any questions that I can help you with, be delighted to talk to you.
And you were doing this before the were you doing this before the book? You were doing the support group before that.
Yes.
Is there, and we only got like a couple minutes left, but has there been less, it seems like I've been hearing less about PTSD in the last few years. I mean, one time it was like it kind of like peaked maybe. And everybody going, oh my gosh, everything we have to do, 22 veterans killing themselves, or service members or veterans killing themselves every day.
it seems like, okay, the numbers started going down. We put all this time and attention into it, but it's still there.
It is still there. And not only is that our veterans that are committing suicide, but the ones that aren't being counted are the caregivers and the children. Just recently, someone I know in this world of caregiving and PTSD, their nine years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was the effects of their father's PTSD.
The child committed suicide?
The child committed suicide.
Oh.
Nine years old.
But every day I hear about other children who attempt suicide, and it's living in this world of PTSD. And the spouses and caregivers, those are the numbers that aren't being counted.
So we tend to run in cycles when we have things, and we throw a lot of attention and effort at something, and sometimes maybe we don't always cure it. We just quit talking about it, and we think it went away, but it really didn't.
That's kind of what I was getting to.
It did not go away. I think we quit talking about it as much, and they're really striving to get people, the VA is really striving to get people in for treatment a lot quicker. But there's still so much more to be done, and no, it is still there in full force.
Well, we need to bring, again, we need to bring it back out into the forefront and direct the efforts.
And we're going to, I tell you what we're going to
do. Spend some of the money we're spending in other directions on things that we can make a difference at.
Starting in next year, next week, we're going to have Debbie on, and I want to talk about this, and we want to try and get a mental health professional also from the VA. In here to talk, you know, both on this, because you know what, it's like you said, we throw a lot of time and attention, and there's money at it, and then kind of like, okay, let's move on to the next crisis, but that crisis is still there. We're still having 21 people, even if it's gone down to one, which is wonderful. It's still 21 people a day. That's veterans, and you don't even think about the caregivers and their children, also that are doing this,
and then the people that the veterans that. It's a one-car accident. You know, things that happen that they don't...
They can't say it's suicide.
They can't say it's suicide, but, you know, so many of those...
Yeah. The one-car unexplainable accident.
Yeah. The motorcycle.
Because
you can plausibly deny that one. Okay, Debbie Sprague, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming
Thank you for being Debbie Sprague. Thank you for everything you do.
Well, thank you, Carl. It's such a pleasure. And Trish, it's just... Love to see you.
Well, you know what?
Happy New Year.
We're going to start
Thank
off
you.
Next year, and we're going to get back into this. So.
Good. Good.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back because we have one show ending after 10 years here on our station and one starting. And there's such great people in there. So we'll be right back with them.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select
tech services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricar is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricar upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricar Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricar's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Reading, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American-made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Hey, hey, I saved the world today. Everybody's happy now, the bad things gone away. And everybody's happy now, the good things.
Is it too loud?
A little loud,
huh?
No,
we got it right here.
We have control here. Oh. Just go like this or this for me. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I think we're ready to go.
Good morning.
Something happened?
We got it right here.
Live on the air right now?
Okay. We are live.
Good
Welcome
morning,
back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, Trish, okay, here's what's happened. We have a studio full of people right now and a lot of movement going on. But good morning and welcome back after the day after Christmas and the holidays and all that good stuff. Trish has left the building with Debbie Sprague, and we have just moved over into another very exciting segment. How are you, Carl?
I'm fine. I've been here for 3 hours. Hey, you know what we have is, and I mentioned it right before the break, is we have a show that's been with us from the very beginning with Nancy Sutton Pierce, Dr. Nancy Sutton, who has picked up her doctorate.
In the last 10 years.
In the last 10 years, and Nancy Sutton Pierce has been with us. And
Conscious Living Show.
Conscious Living, and it has gone from yoga to, I mean, to everything, and it touches everything. And Nancy has so many things going, is that she's starting to move on, and we're going to miss you.
Aww,
but
you've
been
here.
You know what? You've been with us from the beginning, and starting our 10th year. And but we have Nancy is moved. Dr. Nancy is moving on, and Dr. Patty is moving in.
Yeah,
Dr. Patty Bay.
So we wanted to say, you know, farewell and welcome. And of course, this is a bittersweet for us to say goodbye to you. But we know that we're going to be able to hear you because you're doing another special radio show that's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to talk to you a little bit about that and what these last 10 years have meant for you. We've seen so much growth and the amazing things that you've done where you now speak internationally. And then segue to Patty, who would be a perfect replacement. Not even you want to think about a replacement. You can never replace Nancy.
It's a total different show.
But, I mean, who would I think of, and I prayed about it, and I put out to the universe, hoping and willing that you would be available, because that's a coveted spot at 11 o'clock, and so many people for 10 years have listened and tuned in to Nancy and the Conscious Living Show. So we're happy that you said yes and that now on KCNR at 11 o'clock, people will be able to hear what you've got on your mind, and it's always going to be ever extensive and in a place for people to grow.
So, Nancy, where are you going?
Well, I have a new show on the Voice America Network, and it's actually an adult content for an adult audience. A segment of Voice America called The Sexy Lifestyle. But I just found out 2 weeks ago that my show is one of the few shows that they've syndicated over to the general Voice America network. So they're putting my show also on Saturday evening for adult content, as well as Tuesday morning.
Is this international? I mean, like in Prague?
It is international.
In Prague, they can hear this?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because Oprah was big in... is big in Croatia.
Yeah.
So.
Well, okay. Well, the cool thing about this new show is that it's Mark and I are doing it together, so it really is...
Mark is her husband.
Mark is my husband. And so
Dr. Mark Pierce.
We're coming at it as a couple, but also as healthcare professionals, so we can bring a little different twist to it. And we definitely have a yin-yang to our relationship, so we can have a little bit more fun. Since the FCC isn't regulating that show, I can say whatever I darn well please.
Yeah, over here, it was just like, you know, the producers, every one of the producers, okay, now I want to talk to you about this one show, and it's Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce. I want you to listen to it. And when she starts going to this area over here, and I had this whole list of things, just start beeping her. Okay? No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Never got to that. No.
No, all these years, I never got the dump button.
Never. Well, you know what? Congratulations.
I know.
And that's, you know what? Neither have I. But
that's
there was
a shock.
One time that was really close. Yeah, one time. I think I did, but nobody was... Sure, because I mumbled it at the last second because I was half out with it.
Well, 2019 represents just major changes and major growth. And I know that the three of us, that means Patty and Nancy and I, were talking before we got on the air for this last segment about show content, what we're going through with the holidays, what we're not going through, but we witness other friends or family members going through, and Patty, as you begin your show, it's going to start. You'll begin. What's the date?
On
the actual launch date?
January 5th.
Okay, January 5th, 11 o'clock, and it's called Therapy in a Nutshell.
Yes,
which is a book you wrote.
Yes,
I mean it's not about the book, but it's within the contents of the book.
Yes.
So tell us about it.
I'm just honored to be asked to do the show, and I'm honored to be stepping in where Nancy steps out. I think it's awesome, and that she's moving on to bigger and greater things. Congratulations.
Thank you, Pat.
I've known Nancy for 30 years. She's an amazing woman. Amazing.
Well, you know what? When Linda says, I was, praying who should it be, that's not exactly true. From when Nancy said, hey, I'm going to do this, Linda said, Dr. Patty. And I mean, there's been nobody else that I've known of that she's even thought of. So
I was praying she'd say yes.
Yeah, okay, that's what the prayers were about.
Thank you, I appreciate
so
it. I feel
Therapy
honored.
In a Nutshell.
Therapy in a Nutshell is going to be a show where we explore issues that everybody has. You know, I've been in private practice for over 30 years, actually, and there's a lot of themes that present themselves for people over and over again. So I'm going to be working with people on things like anxiety and how anxiety affects your sleep and how it affects your ability to deal with your everyday life and what are some of the things you can do to treat anxiety before you go and get on medication. Okay, so I want to teach some people those behavioral basics that you can do. We're also going to talk about relationships and communication basics. We're going to talk about family drama. Everybody has some. And
oh,
so,
no, I can't believe that. Having just been at Christmas with a bunch of people.
Having
no,
just
I can't
been
believe
at Christmas,
that at all.
The entire world is breathing a collective sigh of relief as this person went home.
All right, we made it through,
and nobody has killed anybody.
You're like high-fiving on the way home, driving
exactly.
home. Yeah.
So we're going to talk about family drama and how do you deal with that. We're going to talk about betrayal and trust issues. We're going to talk about affair recovery, some of the couples things that happen. And it's just going to be fun. We're also going to do a call-in segment of the show where you can call in and ask a question that you might need some help with. It'll be a brief kind of help, kind of like, do you remember the old show with the call-in doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always used to say people were listening to that show because they wanted to hear a train wreck. They wanted to hear the crash as she ripped them apart.
Was Dr. Laura or Dr. Ruth?
Both Dr. Laura.
But you're going to be a little mixed.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to be
mixed.
You're going to be your own mix. Oh, yeah.
Get it together. I used to say, you can't do that to people that can leave suicidal after you, quote, unquote, help them. Okay. So you can call in for a little bit of help, and it will be done with kindness and love and a little bit of direct information. Okay, but hopefully we'll not leave anybody worse off after they call in. That's the key. That is the key.
Let's help
people, not make them suicidal when they hang up.
That's so great.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Patty. Excuse me, but I've got to go out and sit in my car and put the hose in there.
Exactly. I used to listen to that show called, I can't listen to this. This is called Bad.
Right.
Bad,
you know, but it was a guilty pleasure.
She would say things to people.
Oh, yeah.
And it would just be just like...
Get over it.
The difference between she and Dave Ramsey says, sell the car. Mm-hmm. You can't afford it. Which Dr. Laura would say is, get rid of him right now.
Right.
Yeah.
It's never going to work.
Right.
And it's like, whoa!
What are you thinking of? What are you thinking of? You're trying to make this work. It's just, you know.
So, yeah. Let me ask this question. And so this is for both of you. I'm going to let you think. I'm going to take a quick break here. What's the strangest thing that's happened on the show?
Oh,
and then okay. And then for you, Dr. Pat, is there something that you're looking at that you're gonna, I mean, that you think can come in here that you're just gonna go, oh my God, how do I handle this one? So just think about that for a second, because we're gonna take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. You know, they just started this new mental health facility inside Shasta Regional. It's just a great, great, great effort on their part. It's going to take 21 people that are really in danger of hurting themselves or other people and taking them off the streets and helping them get back into on their meds and being able to get back into the recovery. That's all at Shasta Regional Medical Center, plus all the different things that they accomplish every day. Shasta Regional Medical Center, the community's choice. We'll be right back with Dr. Patty Bay and Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce.
Holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner,
and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. 8:49 in the morning here, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold, the place to get a haircut.
You're about ready to head over there, I can tell.
Well, I'm not sure. I think I'm going to, I'm going to get that Randy look. I'm going for the Antonio Banderas ponytail.
You
know, I have it. When I tell people I went for a whole year, over a year without getting a haircut, they don't believe it.
Carl had a ponytail.
Yeah.
But wait, it before me.
I was doing contract work.
Well, hey. I love Cypress Street Barbershop. They're so wonderful.
They are really good guys over there.
Today will be sunny with a high near 55. If you're just tuning in, you're on your way to work or on the way to take the kids. I think the kids may be going back to school. Not really sure.
Nope.
Mostly clear tonight with our lows of 35. Quick through. Sunny on Friday with a high of 55. Saturday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 60. Sunday partly sunny, 59. And Monday, 57. We don't have rain in the forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, before we left, I said, okay, strangest things. And I said to Nancy, Dr. Nancy Sutton-Piercer, who is leaving us after 10 years, in a good sense, we all hug in and love you and, you know, tears when you leave. But you're going on, you got a podcast that's going off nationally and all that. That's wonderful. What's the strangest thing that's happened in 10 years?
I'm having a stalker.
Oh.
And yeah, that was a
from the show.
Unnerving, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was kind of an interesting thing to have to go through is getting my own stalker.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. I don't recommend it.
I guess you don't know you haven't made it until you have a stalker.
I guess. Yeah, so you get hate mail and get a stalker. So.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. Okay. Yeah. Dr. Patty, who is during the break, she's going,
like,
oh, thanks. Now you tell me.
I have an answer to that question. Okay.
Here's the baton.
Thank you. So the thing I hadn't considered in doing this radio show is getting my own stalker. Thank God I have my own bodyguard.
Yeah. You know what? I've learned too much. You know, neither one of you, both of you got guys that can take care of you and themselves. Pretty easy.
Yeah.
So, is there anything surprise you anymore, Patty?
You know, it has been many, many years since somebody has said something in my office that made me go, seriously? Really? Oh my gosh. I have a really good poker face, which I am extremely grateful for, but nothing surprises me anymore. Over 30 years, I have heard some really gnarly things many, many times. So many times that gnarly is somewhat normal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gnarly is normal.
How do you shut that off, both of you? How do you shut it off before you go to bed at night? How does it not get into your subconscious and have, like, weird dreams or act out because you're trying to process it, but it's just so much there's only so much you can handle.
I had to learn that skill when I worked for Children's Protective Services. Mm. I was doing sexual abuse investigation for years and before I went into private practice. And if you work for CPS and are dealing with abused children, you have to learn to leave it at the office or it'll kill you. It'll literally stress you out. So I learned that skill a long, long time ago. But spiritually what I do is it's not my gift, it's yours. If you're my client sitting in front of me, you've been given something for you to deal with, a challenge, something adversarial, something you need to be aware of, or some piece of yourself that you need to deal with. It's not my gift, it's yours. I'm the tour guide that's going to help you learn how to handle your gift. And so spiritually, I don't think that we're given gifts that are good or bad. I think we are given adversarial issues and challenges to help us grow. So I don't see it as you being victimized from what happened to you. I see it as something you need to deal with.
Right.
So it's not mine to take home. It wasn't mine to deal with.
Right. Well, like, for instance, with the fires, I know, you know, the fires, and especially the holidays right now, there's an overwhelming sadness, I think, that a lot of us are still experiencing. And so, Nancy, you've had your House of Yoga. You had that for 26 years?
18 years.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know, let's add it on to your 10-year show here.
Right.
So somewhere in the number there. Ask Carl. I always round up. But
aren't you lucky?
The thing
just well, not when you're talking about weight.
Right. Yeah. No. But, I mean, what, so now you've sold that House of Yoga, moved into new ownership.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to be doing with your expertise in your yoga world?
Well, you know, yoga is something that's become such an integral part of who I am. I don't know how to separate that out, because yoga isn't something you do. It's just a way of living and thinking. So it filters through every single thing I do, teach, write, say, believe. I am.